Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America.
The Music of America podcast continues today. It's hump day, still in South Carolina. We're in Charleston, and we're going to meet Peter Cafori, the Ood Dude. Interesting, isn't it? We're going to find out about that in just a moment. The jingle that hits like a single. That's the slogan for Jingle Lingo, an advertising vehicle designed to create a unique and personal jingle to promote and position your business and make it stand out above the crowd. Think of all the musical jingles you may have heard through your years, right? Who came up with that? Who wrote that jingle? Well, Jingle Lingo can and will put your business into higher vision and focus on all your advertising needs. Jingle Lingo, custom made, custom designed with you and for you through the talents of accomplished singer and songwriter Courtney Davis Jackson. Check them out today. Get to work on your personalized jingle from Jingle Lingo. www.jinglelingo.com. Jingle Lingo, the jingle that hits like a single. And Peter Cafori, the Ood Dude, or the Ode Dode, as I would mispronounce it. I had somebody told me that the instrument is called an ode.
And you're you are forgiven.
I am forgiven. I apologize from the very bottom of my depths of my being. So tell us what an oud is.
Sure. So the oud is the actually the principal instrument throughout all of the Middle East. The history is thought to be that it was created in the Middle East and North Africa. And when the Moors invaded Spain, they brought the oud with them, where the oud morphed into the lute, and then eventually the lute morphed into the guitar. So the oud is basically the grandfather of the guitar. It's very different, though, because the biggest difference being that the oud has no frets. So it's the not the well-tempered scale, it's the untempered scale. So we use a lot of Middle Eastern scales that have quarter tones in them and all kinds of crazy stuff like that.
Yeah. So do you, on your recordings, you don't play everything, do you? Or do you just play the oud, or do you play everything on the recordings that you've sent us?
No, I primarily play the oud. I do some percussion stuff. I play guitar as well, but on the actual recordings that that you have here, that's me on the oud, either acoustic or electric.
And when we were setting this whole thing up, you were explaining to me how an oud is made. Did you make your own oud?
No. Okay. I wish I was that talented. but actually, the guy that made the oud that I play principally on these recordings was an amazing artisan. He was a winner of the National Endowment for the Arts Award. He's deceased now, but he used to do all of the restorations and repairs for the Boston Symphony.
Oh boy.
So he was a pretty amazing guy. His name was Peter Kaivelos, another Peter.
Yeah. There's probably a joke about Peter's hanging out together, but I don't know what it is. So I'm going to just run right past that.
We don't want to hear it. No. It's a family show.
So when did you, what was your first instrument? You didn't just jump into the oud, did you?
No, I actually started playing the guitar when I was probably about 13. And after, I don't know, a year or so of playing the guitar, I was getting pretty good. I was learning my way around it and was doing all right. And then one day I just had this realization that everybody and his brother play the guitar. And how was I ever going to be any different or move past that? And so my family is Lebanese, and I grew up hearing Middle Eastern music. And when we would go to some family gatherings, I would sometimes see musicians that included an oud player. Common instruments in the Middle Eastern music would be the oud, percussion, violin, a wind instrument called the ney, which is kind of almost clarinet-y, like a clarinet. Kind of a cross between a clarinet and a reed flute. Mm-hmm. So those are the instruments that I heard as a kid. And one day, after about a year of playing the guitar, I went up to my dad and I told him that I would love to learn how to play the oud. And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And in those days, 100 years ago, there was no internet. You couldn't go on Amazon and buy an oud like you actually can today. So we wrote to the relatives in Lebanon and asked if they would find an instrument for me,
Oh,
which is a
wow.
whole other story unto itself. They did wind up sending me an instrument, which was, looking back on it, a pretty crappy instrument, but it was enough to get started on. It was kind of like the Sears version of an oud, I suppose.
Oh, wow.
I fell in love with it, and as soon as I got that instrument, I started playing it, and I don't think I missed a single day of practicing 3 to 5 hours a day for probably 3 or 4 years. I
Wow.
didn't miss a day. I was just obsessed with it, and I really took to it, found my voice, my musical voice, and been with it ever since.
Yeah. And is there a big demand for oud music?
You'd be surprised, actually. The oud has kind of experienced a bit of a renaissance. Like, for example, they say the marketplace tells you what's really going on in the world, right?
Right,
So
right.
when I w first started playing, you couldn't even get oud strings. I had to put a set of Labella classical guitar strings together,
Wow.
buy two sets, try to find a wound third string. For you music nerds out there, you'll know what I'm talking about, which was a real pain, and then put together a set of strings. Now, these days, if you go online, you'll find probably between 10 and 14 manufacturers of oud strings.
Oh, wow.
And of all things, the strings that I tend to use come from Vienna, Austria, of all places,
That's so weird.
right? Isn't it
I mean,
crazy?
it's a MIDI instrument and you're getting it from Austria.
Because there's tons of Middle Eastern people in Europe, and they
Right.
use those strings, and but they're made all over the world. You can get strings that are and instruments that are now made Turkey and Egypt and Syria, and even as far away as Australia and New Zealand and Japan.
Wow.
So the oud has experienced a bit of a renaissance, and but my particular niche, which I'm sure we'll get into, is a little bit different as an oud player.
Yeah. Now, I've caught you calling it a yud a couple of
Oud.
times. It is oud.
Well, oud, oud. Now, the word oud literally in Arabic means wood.
Oh, okay.
The word literally translates as wood. And
Okay.
if you go on to Amazon, for example, if you put oud in, what you're going to see pop up is going to be a whole line of fragrances, because there's colognes and perfumes
How
called
funny.
oud that are made to be have a woody kind of foresty scent to them.
I got you.
And then you'll see instruments as well. But that's what the word literally means.
Well, you brought up the uniqueness of your sound. Okay. And when you think of oud music, you think of, like you said, Far Eastern, Mid Eastern, Far Eastern, whichever, Arabic, Turkish kind of music, not quite, well, maybe Klezmer. Would Klezmer be, is it
Klezmer music?
Klezmer? Klezmer, yeah.
Klezmer music is, I mean, it's in close to that vein. Klezmer is kind of an interesting Eastern European, Middle Eastern kind of blend. That's,
Okay. So.
in fact, we produce a show called World Music Cafe, a live show here, and we've had Klezmer bands play before, which is a lot of fun.
So how do you go from that sound to funky Dearborn?
So, all right. So the way you do that is you grow up in the United States in a Lebanese family, right? So, I grew up with all the ethnic influence of being a first generation and everything. But I also grew up with, Freddie King and James Brown and Duke Ellington and John Coltrane and I was always someone who really was into blues and jazz more than I was into rock and roll. I like rock and roll too, but really my influences growing up were more blues and jazz. And so when I started playing the oud, you know, yes, I learned some traditional music and traditional styles, but all those influences couldn't help but come through. So my music today is really a true melting pot of influences, just like America is a true melting pot. So yes, the instrument is Middle Eastern, and yes, that's the type of music that's traditionally played on it. But my music is really a fusion of all those influences.
Gotcha. Well, the first of your songs we're going to hear is Funky Dearborn, so let's play that one right now. Our guest is Peter Kafuri, the Oud Dude from Charleston, South Carolina, here on the Music of America podcast. We'll be right back. Funky Dearborn, the Ood Dude Peter Kafori, our guest here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. We're going to talk about a few more songs with Peter in a minute. First, I want to talk about Trevor and Eileen Bild. They have a company called Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, OTEL. They've created and produced and manage the largest all-original indie music Roku channel, OTEL Music Videos. So think of hotel without the H, OTEL Music Videos. They love to give back to help others be seen and heard for their life legacy. They welcome all new submissions from a variety of genres. Just go to their website, which is www.oteluniverse.com. Click on the What is Roku tab. On the drop-down, click on Roku Channels, complete and submit a video form there, and you'll be on their Roku channel. It's that simple. Now, Roku, seen in about 160 countries, has viewership in excess of 80 million active accounts worldwide. So make sure you add their Roku channel and give them a 5-star rating. Again, it's www.oteluniverse.com. Otel like hotel without the H. Peter, have you done videos before?
Yes. In fact, I just produced a music video that is going to be debuted at TEDx on April 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's TEDx? I'm not familiar.
TEDx, the series of speakers. It's a worldwide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The TED series.
TED Talks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. I got chosen to be a performer for TED this year.
That's exciting. And, that's huge, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool. I guess at the events, they have mostly speakers. So there's going to be 14 speakers and there's going to be 4 performers, and I'm going to be one of the 4 performers, and I'm going to play a tune live, and then we're going to debut the video that we made. The video we made is called Musawat. Musawat and translates to true equality. And it's an homage to women's equality in particular and equality in general. Wow. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. And after April 17th, it'll be available online as well.
I am just so intrigued. When I sit down and actually give myself the time to watch TED Talks, there are some incredible, incredible musicians on there.
That just
do things that I didn't know that you could do that with a guitar. I didn't know you could do that with drums, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just blown away. Yeah. Well, that'd be exciting. I'll be excited to see
you. Yeah, very honored to be a part of it and looking forward to it.
Yeah. Why you? Why you?
Why do they pick me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think the theme, TED each year, there's a different theme to it. Uh-huh. The theme this year is Uncharted. And I suppose what I do is I have a good friend here in Charleston. Her name is Heather Rice. She's a terrific singer and songwriter in her own right. Very, very good. Very talented. She calls me the unicorn because what I do is so unique and different that I suppose it falls into that uncharted category.
That's funny.
But the cool thing is that, you know, if you can get people to listen to something that's new and different that they've never heard before, I've never heard anybody say they didn't like it. You know, it's just coming out of your comfort zone and listening to something new.
Now in guitar, we call it call and respond. You know, when I play something and you play it back, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. And the next song I think is The Journey. I think there's a lot of call respond work going on there.
There is.
In that style of music, is it still considered call and respond, or is there a different word for it?
Yeah, okay. We use the same term. Okay. The tune is actually called The Journey Together. Oh, and okay. I wrote, and that's the title, it will be the title of the new album, which is going to be released the very next day after TEDx, so April 18th. And I wrote this tune actually for my son's wedding. Called The Journey Together. The Journey Together is written in a, if you're familiar with the Sufis are a a very mystical religious sect, and the it's written in the type of music that the Sufis do.
Okay.
So it's kind of a upbeat yet at the same time meditational tune.
Really cool. I mean, it's really cool music. I could use this, like I use a sleep channel when I go to bed at night, and I can see the journey. Once you get past being intrigued, it's just really relaxing.
Yes.
You know, and that was really cool about that song. And we'll just play it. Okay.
Sure.
It's the Ood Dude, Peter Kafoury, our guest here on the Music of Miracle podcast. This song is called The Journey Together. Together with the Ood Dude here on the Music of America podcast, River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville. Just remember that word, Jeffersonville. Vermont's recreation lover's dream. It's a gorgeous vacation rental nestled in the Green Mountains of Vermont. River Ridge Farms is an escape to everything wonderful Vermont has to offer. This historic farmhouse is set atop 16 acres of fields with mountainous views, a pasture, a pond, tree-lined river frontage. Go and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful spot right in the heart of the Green Mountain State, along with the multiple Nearby ski and mountain resorts, breweries, hiking trails, distilleries, and other tourist activities, the spot is unique due to the multiple mountain views and the resident farm animals. So when you set up your appointment, talk to the owner and host, Diana, about interacting with the farm animals. You'll love it as much as they do. Or just kick back and do a farm stay in this comfortable modern farmhouse, which sleeps 11 guests comfortably. There's enough space to throw events there, like weddings, rehearsal dinners, graduation parties, retirement parties, or just relax and rejuvenate in the beauty that Vermont has to offer. So check them out. River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville. You have to include Jeffersonville because there are several Airbnbs all over the country that go by the name River Ridge Farm. I guess there are lots of farms on river ridges. So Jeffersonville is the key word. River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville. You can check them out through Airbnb or check them out on Facebook. River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville, Vermont's recreation lover's dream. Not as beautiful as, well, a different kind of beauty than Charleston. Love Charleston. We went there for New Year's a couple of years ago. We were going to go back this year, and then somebody got sick, so we couldn't go.
Well, give me a ring when you come in.
Yeah, for sure. And you're on one of the islands, and our friend that lives down there is on a neighboring island, which is really cool.
Right. Yeah. And, Charleston is a series of islands and peninsulas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my first experience of cheesy grits and shrimp.
Aha. Uh-huh. Delicious.
And now I've been challenged to make my own, and I keep making my own, and it keeps getting better and better. You know?
There you go. So I'm about ready.
It's never the same twice. You got right, that right. And it's so bizarre how, you know, like I'll add just a little extra cayenne this time, or maybe a little extra bacon. And then this time I'll use maple flavored bacon versus smoky bacon. And it's just so
much.
Let
me give you a hint. Try some barbecue sauce.
Really?
Barbecue shrimp and grits is the bomb.
Wow. My mouth is watering now. I'm thinking about it. I just bought shrimp night before last because I was going to make some. We have a party we're going to, and I was going to make some cheesy shrimp.
And if you want to make it easy on yourself, get Sweet Baby Ray's, sweet and spicy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a grocery store that I walk to. Every day I get up and I do a walk, and I go to my coffee shop, and I go to the grocery store, and this grocery store makes their own barbecue sauce. It's here in St. Louis. You can only buy it there. It's good for me. I like it. And Sweet Baby Ray's has too much of that fructose corn syrup in there. So.
Well, there's that. That's true, too. That's true too, but you know, we're using it sparingly here.
Yeah. So the next song we're going to talk about is OK Midwest, which makes me wonder. You got a song in there about Dearborn. You live in South Carolina, but now this song is about the Midwest. Are you originally from South Carolina?
No, I actually grew up in New Hampshire.
Oh, no kidding.
When my ancestors came over. They came over to and settled in the Boston area. Uh-huh. And where I grew up in New Hampshire is only about an hour from Boston.
We probably have driven through your town.
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Manchester. Yeah. There's an airport there. There's a Southwest Airlines, one of the few places Southwest Airlines actually travels in the Northeast.
That's right.
We live in Vermont in the summer, in the summertime, because I don't like St. Louis humidity. It kills me. But we always go to Maine. We end up going four times last year, and we always go through Kangamancas, you know.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful.
But last year, we ended up going to Nova Scotia. So we went, it was really fun. We went through the northern part of New Hampshire, and to get us closer to Bahaba, you know, because that's how you say it, Bahaba.
Right. Bahaba.
So what took you to, what brought you down to Charleston then?
Well, I've been in Charleston since, 3 months before Hurricane Hugo, which was 1989. So I've been here for quite a while.
Yeah.
And part of it was weather related. But didn't want to live through New England winters anymore.
Yeah.
Just wasn't interested.
But our friend that lives in John's Island, same thing. She got tired of Vermont. She grew up there, said, no more. I'm not spending another winter here. She moved to Phoenix, didn't like it. So she moved to Charleston, and now she's. Down with the Historical Society.
I didn't know 35 years ago that it was going to become so popular.
So
what
do you do when you're not playing the oud?
Well, I'm actually a board certified chiropractic internist.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
So yeah, I went to school in St. Louis. I went to school at Logan.
At Logan, yeah.
And then I went back and did a 3-year post grad in diagnosis and internal disorders. So I am a chiropractor. I do internal work as well. And I've been in practice quite a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, started in Boston and then I've been here for quite a long time as well.
Well, I wonder if you were at Logan that long ago, if you ever crossed paths with Jane Wibbenmeyer.
Well, that does sound
She
familiar.
teaches out there now, but she's got to be close to your age and was at Logan at probably around that same time. Anyway,
Sounds.
she was my go-to. She was my
Okay.
chiropractor and
Okay.
still a friend, but now we see chiropractors up in Burlington, Summers
Vermont.
Chiropractic. Summer's
Okay.
Chiropractic, and they are just so good.
Good.
They're just great people, and really dumb it down for people like me, the science behind chiropractic. So much so that in less than 2 years' time, they had to build another facility, you know? So they're doing extremely well. It's cool.
Good.
Okay, we got way off track,
Yeah.
but so the song is Okay Midwest,
Yeah.
and is it because the Midwest is okay, or?
No, okay. So here's the reason. This one's named after my wife Pam, who is from St. Louis, as a and she You know, there's when you grow up in the Northeast, there's a whole different sensibility. There's a whole different way of looking at things. There's a whole different way of doing things and so forth. When you're in the Midwest, it's people are just completely different.
Yes,
And
they are.
so sometimes I would make a reference to something and she would give me this blank look like, what the heck are you talking about? And so I got to the point where sometimes I would just shrug my shoulders and say, okay, Midwest. And so that's how the title of the song came to be.
this is for your wife, right? Pam, is
Yep.
that her name? This is a
Pam,
song
yeah.
for Pam. The song is called Okay Midwest with the Ood Dude here on the Music of America podcast. OK Midwest with Peter Cafuri, the Ood dude. Boy, I've been again, the Ood dude. And we've got one more song to talk about before we bounce out of here and before we get into the last segment called Shameless Self-Promotion. And this one was fun. My anticipation for Beirut Cannonball was not what I got. I was expecting lots of percussion and lots of fast, a lot of triplets in that. But it wasn't. It was still fun.
Yeah. Well, okay, so there's a story behind that name too. So you like blues guitar?
Absolutely, yeah.
My favorite blues guitar player who I got to meet one time was Freddie King.
Uh-huh.
The late, great Freddie King. Remember Freddie King's nickname?
No.
His nickname was the Texas Cannonball.
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
And so when I wrote this tune, I decided I'd call it the Beirut Cannonball because it was kind of like when you listen to it, you get that kind of Texas Roadhouse blues kind of vibe to it. It's like that kind of walking blues thing. Uh-huh. So, so that's where the name came from. And it's really a fun little tune. And actually, this tune got picked up and used as a theme show for a television show.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was called In the Chair with Simon Miller. And it was Simon is a hairstylist. And the whole, it was like a reality show where he would have people in the chair that were kind of like really interesting people for one reason or another. And while he was doing their hair, he would interview them at the same time and just talk to them about their lives or their careers or what they were doing and so forth. Beirut Cannonball was the intro song to the show.
That's something. That's so cool. It's so clever. How'd they find you? Was it somebody you knew, or are they just somebody was?
Yeah. Well, we connected through the director.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had guests on here that want to write soundtracks, they do, you know, like prog rock. They do a lot of prog. Some guys do prog rock. Some just do music, instrumental stuff, and different musicians. I can visualize their music being used as a background for this type of movie or this type of movie. It's really interesting. It's kind of a unique flavor, so it would have to be kind of a unique show. And that sounds like a pretty unique show.
yeah, absolutely.
Well, the song is called Beirut Cannonball, and it's the Ood Dude. Peter Cafuri joining us here on the Music of America podcast. Beirut Cannonball with Peter Cafori, the Ood Dude, here on the Music of America podcast from Charleston, South Carolina. Peter, this is the part of the show where I shut up and you plug away. We call it shameless self-promotion. So just self-promote all you want. Tell us how we can find you, find your music, if you have merch, where we can get that, shows that are coming up maybe this summer, anything like that. Let's hear all about it.
Sure. So we'll start with the recordings that exist. There's two albums out online right now. Well, the first one is called At the Heart of Two Worlds, which is all original material except for two songs, which are really interesting covers of Summertime and My Favorite Things, the great jazz standard that came from The Sound of Music that John Coltrane covered so famously. So you're going to have Ood versions of those two songs in addition to 11 original tracks on that album, The Heart of Two Worlds. Second album is called Breaking On All the Rules, go figure, right? Breaking All the Rules. So that's kind of what I've made my life doing, is breaking all the rules. So Breaking All the Rules is really pretty awesome. My recording engineer here in Charleston, when that one was recorded, he grew up with one parent from Cuba and one from Ecuador. And he would live in between the two countries as he was growing up. So, and he himself is a fantastic musician, percussionist, and singer. His name is Gino Castillo. So Gino recorded this album and took four of the tracks, hand carried them to Cuba and dubbed in a Cuban horn section and string section. Wow. And so this album features all kinds of things, from a didgeridoo to the Cuban horn section to a killer violin solo. It's really, really cool. And it's a beautiful album. Very proud of that. Both of them, really. And they're, of course, so they're all on, both of those are on all the streaming services, Spotify and Apple and iTunes and all that stuff. There are physical copies available. If you want to get in touch with me through Facebook, you could certainly do that. As far as coming upcoming, we mentioned a little earlier, I have the TEDx performance, on April 17th. And then on April 18th, we'll be releasing the new album, which will be called The Journey Together. And that will have an album release party here in Charleston for that one. And then as of that day, it will be available on all the streaming services as well. Physical copies of all these are available as CDs. If you want to get in touch with me, again, through Facebook is a good way. And if you want a physical copy of the CD, I'd be happy to sign it for you and get it to you. And then lastly, if you are anywhere in the Charleston or South Carolina area, we do a live show here called World Music Cafe, which is a regular live performance that features music from all over the world in a really intimate listening room set. So we do that on a regular basis. And that would be World Music Cafe Charleston, also on Facebook.
And you have a website.
I do have a website. It's theooddude.com. So theooddude.com.
This whole show, and I never asked you how to spell Ood, because I just know, you know. But for people that aren't familiar with it, it's O-U-D.
O-U-D.
Ood rhymes with dude.
Yeah, and it rhymes with food, which is what I usually remember.
That's very good.
Very good.
Very good. Peter, this has been a lot of fun, man. I'll check you out next time we get to South Carolina. If not sooner, we'll be there probably on New Year's. Okay.
Awesome. Please do.
Thank you again. Up next, also from Charleston, the Band of Jays, right here on the Music of America podcast.
You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season.
I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America.